Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Here to just give you a brief overview of what occurred late this afternoon. At about 4:17 p.m., members of our special operations unit attempted to make a traffic stop on a vehicle for a traffic violation. They made contact with the driver, and at some point during that encounter, the driver fired multiple rounds towards the officers and then evaded in that vehicle. The officers pursued. The vehicle came to a stop in the driveway of a residence in Sansom Park. There, officers engaged with the driver to de-escalate the situation, but the driver exited the vehicle and continued to fire at officers. Officers took cover. The vehicle left again, and the pursuit continued down the skyline, where it ended right behind us. The suspect ran into a residence. And at that point, we knew we had a barricaded person situation, and then we reached out to our partners in the Oakland Department and asked for the assistance of our SWAT team, and they responded in a control unit. So with that, I'll invite Chief Noakes up to give an overview of what Fort Worth did and where we're at now.
Thank you, Chief Montchetti. Once our officers arrived on scene, our SWAT team made the scene. We had a barricaded person in the residence. Also, our crisis intervention team showed up, and for hours they negotiated with this gentleman. They were able to make contact, trying to plead with him to come out of the house and to get himself up. After several hours of this, eventually he did exit the residence with a handgun. He had the handgun pointed at his head. Officers pleaded with him to drop the weapon. When that wasn't successful, one officer in a position of cover was able to use less lethal rounds in an attempt to disarm him. That weapon that proved unsuccessful. By the time the gentleman pointed his firearm at my officers, the other officers on scene fired in the direction of the officers. That is when one of our officers, one SWAT officer, did fire at the gentleman, striking him in the torso. When they were safe for them to approach, they approached to provide medical aid. Medical personnel did arrive on scene and transported him to a local hospital. Unfortunately, he was pronounced deceased at the hospital from his injuries. As you all know, we've had multiple incidents recently where our officers have been facing deadly threats, such as people shooting at them like we saw tonight, which forces them to make a decision to protect themselves, which is exactly what we train them to do. It's what I expect them to do. Tonight was a great example of the teamwork between agencies here in the Metroplex. We have a wonderful relationship with Chief Montchetti, the officers of Lake Worth. Very proud to announce that no officers from Lake Worth or Fort Worth were injured in this incident. We're both available if you have any questions.
I guess now that this has concluded, is there anything that has been revealed to why this person would flee from Lake Worth Police? Do we have any outstanding warrants on him that you have since found?
I'm going to assume that's going to be part of our investigation, determining if there were any warrants, if there was reason for it to flee from us.
Yes, if I can add just a little bit of context. We know that this gentleman was on federal probation at the time, lengthy criminal history. During the pursuit, the members of our special operations unit did witness him throw items out of the vehicle. We attempted to locate those, but there's a good chance that that was contraband or
had some sort of connection to? Have you gotten clarification? Is it his or relatives? Or
I believe it's a relative. Just pulling through. We're still in the very early stages of the investigation.
And then the Santa Park, I guess?
At least not that we know right now.
Who was the person who was inside that he let out motive in the standoff? Was that a relative?
I believe that was the suspect's mother.
Okay.